18th August, 1946. Ekamaksharam, the one letter and the one imperishable. A few days ago, some Gujaratis who had come from Bombay purchased some ashram books and Bhagavan's photos and, showing them to Bhagavan, requested him to write his name on the books. "What name should I write?" asked Bhagavan. "Your name," said they. "What name have I?" said Bhagavan. When they said, "Your name is Ramana Maharshi, is it not?" Bhagavan said, smilingly, "Somebody said so. Really, what is a name or a native place for me? I could write only if I had a name." The Gujaratis went away quietly without saying anything further. In January 1945, you remember that you sent your book on banking with a request that Bhagavan might be pleased to write in it the word Om or Shri and return it to you, and Bhagavan declined to do so. Instead, he gave me a piece of paper on which he wrote a Telugu translation of a verse that he had written long back in Tamil when Soma Sundara Swami made a similar request. When I sent that slip of paper to you, you took it as an upadesha, a precept from Bhagavan, and were overjoyed. Subsequently, he made some slight alteration therein. Later on, Bhagavan translated it into Sanskrit as a shloka at the request of Muruganar as follows. Ekamaksharam hridi nirantaram bhasate swayam likhyate katham. It means, "The one imperishable, which is in the heart at all times, is self-luminous. How to write it?" I was reminded of all this when the Gujaratis made a similar request today and got a refusal. About 10 months ago, Pantu Lakshmi Narayana Shastri, Telugu Pandit, Maharaja's College, Vizianagaram, came here. After praising Bhagavan with verses composed extempore, he appealed to Bhagavan thus, "Please let me have something to commemorate this event and bless this poor soul." "What shall I give?" asked Bhagavan. "Anything you please, just an aksharam, letter, by way of upadesha," he said. Bhagavan said, "How can I give that which is akshara?" And so saying, he looked at me. I said, "It will perhaps do if you tell him about the shloka ekamaksharam." Shastri said, "What is that shloka?" I read out that shloka. "Where is that dvipada?" asked Bhagavan. I read out that too. Shastri was overjoyed, as if he had got a great treasure, and copied both the shloka and the dvipada. When I told him about the circumstances under which those two were written, he felt very happy and went away after bowing before Bhagavan. I remembered all this when Bhagavan was saying to the Gujaratis, "What is a name or a native place for me?" Not only this, I was reminded of a song which Mother used to sing while engaged in her domestic work, the meaning of which is somewhat as follows. Ramanamam is the wide universe which has no name or body or work. It has a luster surpassing the moon, the sun, and the fire. Ramana's name also is just like that.